Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
Oh, by the way, I cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
A conspiracy on getting the show started this morning. Just counting down to zero, I look over and suddenly 3 minutes and 42 seconds of spot. I'm like, what's going on? Good morning, Robbie.
That's the first and last time that'll happen. Good morning to you as well. We got us back on the rails, though.
You better be careful what you say in there, my friend. Good morning, sir.
Fair enough.
John Justice, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. We made it. It's Friday. Glad it's here. We have the guru, the czar, the king of Wright County. I'm just giving him all those titles. That would be Representative Joe McDonald will be joining us 7:55 this morning. Looking forward to speaking with my fellow Star Wars fan. We're going to talk a little bit about potential of legalizing the marijuana. The ganja here in the States, upcoming the next legislative session. Also, more details coming out as to why the GOP sucked as bad as it did here in Minnesota in this last election. So it's further confirmation of what we've been talking about on the show, but it's interesting to get the data. It's interesting to look at the data and kind of unpack that data. So we'll be getting to that a little bit later on as well. Minneapolis City Council ruled on banning that swath of sidewalk in front of abortion clinics. Yay for free speech. Yeah, you can shut down a highway. You can protest on a freeway. You get in trouble if you're driving a semi, which is where you typically find semis, on a freeway. You get in trouble if you try to avoid running people over on the freeway, but how dare you go and fight for life on a swath of sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic? How dare you? We'll get to that coming up at 6:55 this morning. Also have Robbie's rundown coming up in a moment. Raucous shows this week. Yesterday, I'm not going to play it. Yesterday, I had a lot of people speaking out over a certain soundbite on the show. Right? I thought it would be clever because so many people were complaining about that campaign ad of the woman and how much she loves her husband.
Yes.
Right? So we had several talkbacks yesterday with regard to that, of individuals' frustration over overhearing that, obviously not finding it as nearly as amusing as this host did. Suddenly, and Robbie doesn't know this yet, but apparently some listeners took that as open season of letting me know all the things they don't want to hear on the show. So that was. Okay. So that was.
Okay. So the Christmas list came early.
Yeah. It was speaking of things that I don't want to hear on the show anymore. It was just like bam, 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 bam.
Was I on the list?
No. These were all specific ancillary sound effects that we play on the show.
Right.
But it was like, get rid of all the intro stuff. It was a lot of that. So it wasn't.
Okay.
It was pretty funny.
Okay.
Can't make everybody happy.
Listen,
if you learn anything this week, cannot make everybody happy.
Folks, if you think you can do a better job, please come on down. play your button bar, see if you can cut up audio just like I can. I'm not trying to belittle anybody out there, but it's not an easy job here we do.
It's not an easy task. No, man. I mean, you know, I know there's people out there doing manual labor. It's nothing compared to what we have to do on the show on a daily basis.
Again, I'm not belittling what they do either, but...
I know you'll be getting into part of this coming up in your rundown. That is the controversy that continues to swirl around Elon Musk and Twitter. I have to laugh because this does feel like Trump 2015 all over again, where you had a media and the left that loved this individual prior to their entering into politics and really loved him right up until the point of the nomination. I still remember the amount of coverage that Trump, positive coverage that the media gave Trump in the run up to that election. And now it just feels like this is all happening to Elon Musk. He was a darling of the left. And now he's Dr. Evil. He's simply Dr. Evil. I have a story here. I'll share a bit of this with you coming up ahead of Robbie's rundown. But there's a piece here talking about celebrities bailing on Twitter and how it's not enough. They must also rid themselves of Teslas as well. Purge! Purge anything!
I give up.
They're going to start denouncing, you know, his efforts to go to Mars. You watch. I'm waiting. If it hasn't been written already, like I almost want to ghost write the article about how we cannot allow Elon Musk to be the first to go and colonize Mars because we can't have a conservative to be the first one there. I know it's going to be written, and I feel like I need to get out ahead of it. So, speaking of which, we do have Robbie's rundown on the way, which I know will include some Elon Musk and Twitter news in there.
Yeah, we got some of that. We got Pelosi stepping down. Target.
Bye.
We got Target stepping up their security locally and nationwide, and a longtime friend of the show gets some overdue national
FM.
Cities News Talk. Leave us a talk back via the iHeartRadio app. Phone lines are open, 651-989-5855. My name is John Justice, and in there to deliver you the top five stories for your Friday is producer Robbie.
All right, let's get it started, John. First up, Elon Musk giving out his own DMs.
Number five.
Hundreds of employees at Twitter have reportedly decided to resign from the company after CEO Elon Musk demanded that in order to stay at the company, they would need to commit to extremely hardcore working conditions. Define extremely hardcore.
I think he just wants people to work hard. He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
He uses weird language. Yeah. I think everybody understands that, unless you're on the left and you hate Elon Musk, in which case he said extremely hardcore. What does that mean?
He's got like double-digit kids, too. I think him and Nick Cannon should have a show called Extended Family Feud.
He was with Grimes, for crying out loud. And I know for most of you that doesn't really mean anything, but that should mean something. Grimes is a weirdo. I love some of her music, but she's a weirdo. Musk is a weirdo. This doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, the New York Times reported that the company was in disarray Thursday afternoon
as
the deadline approached, as hundreds of Twitter employees appeared to have decided to depart with 3 months of severance pay.
Run away.
The news comes after Musk let go of approximately half of the company's 7,500 full-time employees earlier this month in an attempt to cut out bloat because the company is not profitable. Quote, going forward, to build a breakthrough Twitter 2.0 and succeed in an increasingly competitive world, we will need to be extremely hardcore, Musk wrote in an email to employees this week. This will mean working long hours at high intensity. Only exceptional performance will constitute a passing grade, end quote. Twitter will also be much more engineering-driven, he continued. Design and product management will still be very important to report to me, but those writing great code will constitute the majority of our team and have the greatest sway. At its heart, Twitter is a software and service company, so I think this makes sense. The email instructed employees to click on a link if they wanted to be part of the new Twitter. The email added that anyone who did not click on the link by 5 p.m. Eastern would receive 3 months of severance. Musk and his team held meetings with some of the critical people, quote-unquote, at the company that were trying to persuade into staying. There were questions about whether Twitter would be able to continue operating with so many key personnel leaving the company. Twitter reportedly closed all office buildings temporarily until November 21st and suspended all badge access, the platformer reported. So Elon Musk handing out some DMs here, and severance pay or get on board.
So let me see. Let me see if it still is real quick here. Let's see. Yes. All right. So the headline on Drudge right now is the upside down Twitter logo. And it's on its last tweet, question mark. So you click on the link. Here's the article. I'm just going to read you a portion of it. So we still have reliable sources over at... There still is a show called Reliable Sources at CNN. The way I was going to word that was us saying that we have reliable sources at CNN. And unless you count SE Cup, I can't really say that. Now it's Oliver Darcy's running Reliable Sources. So there's this lengthy article that really amounts to pretty much nothing. But it goes like this. Death is in the air on Twitter. On the platform Thursday evening, where hashtag RIP Twitter was the top trend worldwide, users wrote that they feared this might be their last posts, offering apprehensive goodbyes and listing other more stable social media platforms where they can still be found. This is all stemming from what Robbie just read. They were reacting to the dire news emanating from inside Twitter. Scores of remaining employees at the social media company Thursday appeared to reject the owner's ultimatum to extremely hardcore, throwing the communications platform into utter disarray and raising serious questions about how much longer it will survive. It's not going anywhere. There are plenty of individuals that'll be more than happy that know how this tech works to go work with Elon Musk. But again, this points to what I started the show, because the whole article is just commentary of people leaving. There's no indication in the piece whatsoever that Twitter is falling apart. It's at risk of falling apart. And I'll be completely honest with you. If Twitter does fall apart, I don't care. I actually think that as a society, we might be better off. I don't think that's going to happen, though. But before we move on, I want to share this with you, because this is coupled with it. This isn't about Twitter falling apart. This isn't about the left giving a rip about Twitter falling apart, or even them even believing that Twitter is falling apart. This is all about how the left has now jumped off of Elon Musk because he dare go and say prior to the midterms that people go and vote for Republicans. So now they're basically Trumpifying him. He's now Dr. Evil. I'm going to read you a few points from this.
Right? Please, go ahead.
This is why we got started early, because I knew I wanted to go off
on this. Oh, yes.
This comes from The Wrap. So The Wrap is a Hollywood, it's like Deadline, Variety. It's a fairly well known for those in Hollywood circles, right? This comes from The Wrap, of all places. Hey, Hollywood, Elon Musk is turning your Tesla into a MAGA hat on wheels.
What?
That's the headline. There was actually a Photoshop of a Tesla that had a Make America Great Again hat on top of it with the from The Wrap. Ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, I've been reading about how droves of celebrities are fleeing the social media site. I salute these celebs for decamping from the platform. I'm 100% in favor of the Twitter exodus. In just his first week as owner, he talked about the people that he let go. He goes on to say in the article, as chief twit, Musk sucks. If Hollywood really wants to get the richest man in the world's attention, if celebrities truly want to hit him where it hurts, it's going to take a lot more than quitting Twitter. They're going to have to give up their rides. He goes on to then say he has no idea how many celebrities actually drive Teslas.
Right.
Making just to make it a bold assumption, right?
Uh-huh.
Tesla's brand has now become synonymous with posh blue state idealism, a totem on tires announcing to the world that a person behind its wheel is not only relatively well off, but they also care about Mother Earth.
What?
Except then Musk bought Twitter, started tweeting Trumpy messages about how people should vote Republican.
Holy crap, what's going on?
I'll just jump to the end of the piece here, because it's just total garbage. I don't know if Musk is still making the electric limo Tesla introduced in 2015, but he might even sell one of those to a certain ex-president currently residing at a country club in Florida, especially if it drives to the U.S. Capitol during insurrections. Trump in a Tesla, that's the day Hollywood would definitely unplug. All he did was give his opinion on who to vote for, which party to, that's all that it was. Based off of good reasoning, as we all know, as we still sit back shocked that the GOP didn't do better than it did, even though it went and took the House. It's incredible. I have another story a little bit later on after your rundown, because I'll let you get to the rest of it. But I have a story later on. There's the new the Santa Claus series on Netflix now, right?
Yep.
Tim Allen, right? I love the other movies, the whole family does. There is one line that could be construed as being conservative, and it's got everybody up in arms. Uh-oh. I can't believe they included that in this. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
In Lightyear, there was a storyline for a quarter of the movie, half the movie, whatever it
was.
There were
female characters that kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's nothing compared to, you know this.
And there was another Disney movie that just came out, that Strange World. Oh, yeah.
They all do. One line. And then the director, a bit of your preview, the director in an interview said, well, you know, we had other lines, but they were too far. So we just included.
They got left on the cutting floor.
It's totally believable.
Wow.
This is the world that we live in. So the world will continue with the rest of Robbie's Rundown coming up on Twin Cities News Talk. John Justice on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. 103.5 FM on your smart speakers at home. Talkbacks are rolling in already via the iHeartRadio app. We'll play a few of those here in just a moment and get back into Robbie's Rundown. I want to share a tweet, though.
Okay.
Friend of the show, Rosemount Rick.
Yep.
He says, my husband who melts me like butter is a hilarious cut. Right. The spot it came from didn't make sense, but please keep using it.
My husband who melts me like butter.
He requested it. He asked for it. So, you know, we don't do requests often on the show. So
I don't see Casey Kasem in here. We don't take, well, maybe.
Before we talk Pelosi, some people want to talk Elon Musk and Twitter.
The people leaving Twitter, good. Go. Go as fast as you can. Run like your pants are on fire. Go get another job where you can drink wine, do yoga, and take naps all day. You people are absurd. I'd work for him, but I wouldn't move to California if he gave me $1 million. It would only last me 5 weeks. But have a great day. I think you both are great. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye.
It seems like people are forgetting that Elon Musk occasionally sends people to outer space. I think he can keep the Bird app running.
Good morning, John and Robbie. I have a question. I don't use Twitter. Has anyone noticed it not working good since all this turmoil within the company has begun? No, I haven't heard anybody say, oh, it works real bad, so it must still be doing just fine without all that surplus employees. All right. Well, have a good morning.
I haven't noticed any problems, Robbie, have you? I mean, like...
No.
Like, not like technical problems.
No.
I mean, I've got issues with tweets, but
no,
just what people write.
Sure.
But I have no technical problems with Twitter. It seems to be functioning just fine.
No.
All right.
No.
Let's get back to your rundown.
Sure. Let's do it. Next up, there once was a speaker named Nancy whose haircuts and ice cream were fancy. Her husband got caught. It could be for naught. I wonder if they'll be romancy.
Number 4.
Holy crap. What's going on?
It's a Limerick Friday.
It's good.
I deserve that.
Good. Yeah, no, you put some effort into it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday she will not seek a leadership position in the new Congress, John, ending a historic run as the first woman with the gavel and making way for a new generation to steer the party after Democrats lost control of the House to the Republicans in the midterms. In a spirited speech on the House floor, Pelosi announced she will step aside after leading Democrats for nearly 20 years and in the aftermath of the brutal attack on her husband, Paul, last month in their San Francisco home and after having done, quote, the people's work. The California Democrat, a pivotal figure in U.S. history, perhaps the most powerful speaker in modern times, said she would remain in Congress as the representative from San Francisco. I would debate that. I think it's Newt Gingrich, but a position she has held for 35 years when the new Congress can. I just like to interject that right in there.
Jeez, man.
What?
Oh. 35?
Yeah, 35 years.
Years.
Yeah, 35 years.
I know. I mean, I've been doing radio for 27. Radio.
How long was Strom Thurmond in Congress for, right?
158 years.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. President Joe Biden, who would encourage Pelosi to stay on as Democratic leader, no surprise there, spoke with Pelosi in the morning and congratulated her.
Sorry. First he asked who? Oh, her? Sorry.
He thought she was representing Idaho. He congratulated her on her historic tenure as Speaker of the House. Quote, history will note she's the most consequential Speaker of the House of Representatives in our history, Biden said in a statement, noting her ability to win unity from her caucus and her, quote, absolute dignity, end quote. It is an unusual choice for a party leader to stay on after withdrawing from congressional leadership, but not without precedent, and Pelosi has long defied convention in pursuing power in Washington.
She's not human anymore. I think at one point she was, but you can't. It uses, I mean, and Biden's the same way. And there's plenty of Republicans that are the same way. She's 82.
Yeah,
we got into a conversation, my wife and my 20-year-old, just about this last night. Just like, you know, whether it's Biden or Pelosi, it's like, why? It's like, why would you still? I mean, and she's stepping down now, but just to have stayed in that long, being 82 years old. But it's all you know at this point in time. You know, right. I mean, you know, George Lucas, you know, created that Emperor Palpatine for a reason. You get to a certain point where you've just become this thing, right? And this thing is just wrapped up in the thing that you've been doing for so long. And, you know, you're other after that. And I've seen prominent Republicans, and we'll actually talk about one a little bit later on in the show this morning. I've seen prominent Republicans saying, you know, bye-bye, glad she's gone, but then also saying very nice things about her tenure there. And typically, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I try to do kind of a high road on it, right, for the most part, you know, much to the chagrin of a lot of people. But in this case, no, just go. She's evil. She's pure evil. And she just needs to go. And I know that I know it's nice to say of all the things that she's done, but no, we're beyond that now with Nancy Pelosi. Her time has come. Just go away. That's how I feel.
I don't know if I clap for her or you. We'll let the listeners decide. Next up, Target hits the bullseye.
Number three.
Target is the latest big retailer blaming shoplifting for putting a big hit on its profits. I told you so. The company said its gross margin rate dropped from 28% in last year's third quarter to 24.7% this year. Along with shoplifting referred to as shrink in the industry, the company blamed higher markdown rates and freight costs for dragging down profits. The company said inventory shortage or shrink is a major drain on profits, and it's a growing problem, quote-unquote. Target expects theft to cost it $600 million in lost profits this year. A Target year-to-date incremental shortage has already reduced our gross margin by more than $400 million versus last year, and we expect it will reduce our gross margin by more than $600 million for the full year, company CFO Michael Fedelka said in an earning conference call this week. This is an industry-wide problem that is often driven by criminal networks. Target has also taken shoplifting so seriously that his own forensic science team, based in Las Vegas and Minneapolis, the forensic team helps solve organized retail crimes committed at Target stores through video and image analysis, fingerprint, and computer forensics. So Target looking to stop the shoplifting. And I will say this, John, before I hand it to you, I was in Walgreens the other day, and they had body wash behind lock and key.
Yeah, no,
I had to ask for somebody to get me.
It's ridiculous.
Axe body wash. Are you kidding me? The lady came over and she's like, well, you know, Dove is their favorite to steal. I was like, yeah, Dove ice cream bars are my favorite. It doesn't mean I go into the gas station and raid the freezer.
What kind of body wash?
Dove?
No, the one that you...
Axe. Okay. Axe or Old Spice? Okay. One of the two.
Okay, all right.
Are those okay?
Yeah. Oh, no, of course they're okay.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I didn't give you a lady secret.
No, I know. I mean, there's a stigma attached to Axe. I'm not one to talk,
oh, really?
Mind you.
Oh,
sure.
Wow.
Oh, the Axe body spray? I mean, that's...
I don't use that.
But if you... Okay, you're...
I use the body wash.
You're...
They have one that's called Phoenix. It's good stuff.
You're a stone's throw away.
Am I, though?
Yeah. One's a wash, one's... I think they just make an aerosol out of the one that you're calling a body wash.
So now I have a new stigma about me?
Yeah, you've lost the ability, at least the next time it comes up in conversation, you've lost the ability to give me a hard time for Zima. Just once.
Really?
Just once.
Wow, okay. You gonna call me the Axe Man
John,
now?
John Justice rules. Just once. After that, you can do that again. Right?
Zima and Axe singled
out. Those two.
We need a back to the 90s theme.
If you asked a man like me, right? So if you say, you know, John likes Zima, and then you ask somebody, what products do you think that he uses? They would say Axe.
Yes,
I'm glad I could make the yarn and the push pins work there.
No, I'm not disagreeing with either of them. They're both bad.
In the story, it's in here. It talks about how they're having to lock up in Queens. They're having to lock up items like toothpaste and razors behind glass doors. It's just gotten, and this is avoidable too. This is absolutely avoidable. But look, prior to the rise in crime, let's be honest, prior to the rise in crime, the precedent has already been established. When was the last time you went to any store that has, and almost all of them do, major retailers have the security alarms at the front doors? When was the last time somebody set one of those off and an employee actually went to stop and check somebody? I've never seen it. So that precedent, long before we had the rise in retail thefts, which, you know, has been occurring just as the crime has been rising all across the country. But the precedent was set a long time ago with that. I mean, how many times have you done it like yourself? I mean, not you, I'm speaking just in general.
Right.
Like, how many times have you walked out somewhere, the tag wasn't taken off of somebody, somebody gives you a look, go ahead. Nobody checks it. Although it cracks me up. When I go to Walmart, I still have my receipts get checked by somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
How about when you go to Costco?
Costco checks the receipts on the way out.
Yeah.
But even then, I wonder, how much are they really looking? You know what I mean? How much did this kind of go in the black market?
No, that's fair.
All right, go ahead and continue.
All right, next up.
Josh Allen puts Gabe Davis in motion, and Davis is behind Allen, and he tried to push him. He didn't get out of there!
He didn't get out?
He did not get out! That's the safety! Give it to us! Give us the safety!
Look at what's taking so long.
Oh, the ball came out!
Down.
Yes, the Vikings!
Are you kidding me?
The Vikings are going to win!
Are you kidding me?
Yes, drop that ball, Josh Allen!
That ball came loose!
Holy cow!
Number two.
Friend of the show, Paul Allen's frantic Vikings-focused style is not for everybody, but it's for you and I, John. He's both polarizing and popular as the team's radio play-by-play voice, which is a pretty good way to go viral. It seems like at least once a year, a clip of Allen describing an incredible play with typical frenzy makes the rounds on social media. But Sunday's Vikings win at Buffalo, which had enough bonkers moments to fill an entire season, catapulted Allen into a new level of recognition. Pat McAfee of the Pat McAfee Show blasted out Allen's calls against Buffalo to his more than 2 million Twitter followers. Meanwhile, LeBron James saw McAfee's tweet and retweeted it with comment, wow, Paul Allen is a national treasure to his 52 million followers. So PA getting some love from some national and international figures.
Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just that's got to be, you know, for PA, that's just got to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, deep down, he's really, 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 really happy. But he's not the type of person that's going to come out and, you know, boast about it. He's the most humble person.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, for him to get that recognition and just know that deep down how much that means to him because of how much of a basketball fan he is and how much he respects LeBron and thinks LeBron is, if not the best player of all time, the second best to Michael Jordan. I mean, that's incredible praise.
52 million followers.
Yeah, think about that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so now you got people all over the world who have now heard that call. And the way the NFL is trying to grow their game, whether it be them having a game in Germany last weekend with Tom Brady over there.
Right.
And them selling out the place and them literally staying in the stadium, 50,000 people, an hour after the game just to watch other games on the TV and just to kind of sing and celebrate and things like that. And just to have him heard around the world is just, it's a blessing and it's a great thing for him finally to be recognized for his talents.
NFL is clearly bigger than NASCAR, but I align it. It's akin to how viral the Ross Chastain, Wile E. Coyote move was in that second to last race of the season at Martinsville. And it just, it's that video, the way it was cut, the way it was edited is just electric to watch his pure and authentic joy calling, making those calls. Just incredible. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. It's just absolutely fantastic.
And when we do go to a game, John, you will see me react authentically and very passionately as well. So you'll see me, like I said, in my natural habitat where, anything goes.
So funny. Yesterday, I got a chuckle from Boss Man Chad. Because I asked him, is there any chance of... Because I didn't know, popularity of which games would be most popular, right? And we have the Thanksgiving evening game, right? And I was like, hey, any chance of tickets for that Thanksgiving game? He's like, he just kind of looked at me and laughed. And he goes, no, those are all gone. That was like the hottest ticket. I go, I wasn't sure. I mean, to me, it could have gone either way. It could have been I don't feel so bad. So you didn't know. I was kind of thinking it could go either way.
I did not
know. Yeah, I would think either it would be really popular or it would be like, no, it's Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? But it was.
I got to tell you, if it was a noon game or a 3:25 game like this week against the Cowboys, I think it would be less popular. But because everybody's gets to gather with their family, send everybody out the door by 6 o'clock. And then get off to the game. I think that's a positive.
Coming up, let's hold off on your sure. on your number one. Sure. Got a couple of items that relate to Hollywood that I want to dive into. Also, didn't mention it before, but we will mention it coming up. Who the front runner is for the House Democrat leader with Nancy Pelosi stepping down. A little bit later on as well, we mentioned this at the end of yesterday's show. An investigation is on of not just Hunter Biden but Joe Biden. GOP House leaders yesterday vowing a corruption probe. We'll give you all the details coming up on Twin Cities News Talk.